Good morning. It's time now for our K-State Research and Extension Report. With us today, Amanda Grollo, Frontier District Horticulture and Natural Resources Extension Agent. Good morning, Amanda.
Good morning, Gary.
Well, at this time of the year, I think something that's really important is if you're getting ready to plant trees, to know what type of trees do well in this part of the state of Kansas. And you got some information on that, right?
I do, and I actually have different categories depending on what kind of trees you would like to plant. The first one that came out was actually a list they updated last month in April about planting trees for natural pollinators. These will be your lindens, your red buds, your flowering crabapples, service berries, and all of your fruit trees. And then if you want to get more into the ornamental side of trees, Japanese maples, red buds, magnolias, service berries, calorie pears, except for Bradford's. Some evergreens that are great for Northeast Kansas are your upright Chinese junipers, your eastern red cedars, your Black Hills spruce, Norway spruce, and limber pines. If you want to get more into shade for your yard, some great shade trees are your maples, especially red maples, your ginkgos, oaks, lindens, elms, and birch. If you want something with fall color, we'd recommend, of course, the red maples. You'll get red fall color, along with service berries will also be red. Your American smoke trees will be orange to a red mix. Snow goose cherries are orange fall color, and black gums can range anywhere from yellow, orange, red, and purple. And then last I have is different kinds of fruit trees. The first would be your apples, any of the delicious apples, Gala's, Granny Smith, or Jonathan's. Some tart cherries are your Meteors or North Stars. Your sweet cherries would be your Stella or Windsor. Some great peaches for the area are Red Haven and Reliance. And your pears would be Asians, Moonglow, or Duchess.
But we really want to stay away from those pear trees, right?
We do, especially the Bradford pears.
The Bradford, they'll just take over, won't they?
They do.
What else do you want to tell us here today about trees and planting? Is it a good time to plant?
It is. And one thing I always recommend is make sure you call before you plant, especially in your yard. And then also things to consider is you don't want to plant the tree too close to the house, so that way you don't have to worry about branches scraping or falling. And also take into consideration if you have power lines, not to plant right underneath those.
As far as depth to dig and that type of thing, it kind of depends on the tree, doesn't it?
It does. A great rule is usually about the size of the pot is the size of the hole you want to dig for that tree. Same width, same depth. And the best thing to do is to score the roots because they naturally grow into the pot. And so if you score them, then that way that forces them to grow downward instead of keep circling back around.
All right. Thanks, Amanda. Appreciate it. We'll talk with you soon.
No problem. Thank you.
Coming up on Monday, Frontier Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent specializing in nutrition, food safety, and health, Chelsea Richmond.